Hello and welcome to you all. This is the summer 2018 edition of Fareham Borough Council's magazine Fareham Today, being recorded in the Stubbington studio of Fareport Talking News on Friday the 22nd of June 2018. This magazine is also available online at www.fareham.gov.uk/Fareham Today. Our technician is Susie Litchvick, and reading for you today will be Tom Matson and me, Sally Matson. We'll be giving you quite a few email and postal addresses, websites and phone numbers as we go through the magazine, so you may like to have a means of writing these down close by. The front cover of the magazine is a cartoon depiction of superheroes, surrounded by five photos in frames of the 2018 Fareham Citizen Awards winners. The title, in large orange lettering, is Fareham Today. Turning now to page two, here are the magazine contact details. You should have received a letter inviting you to register to receive postal copies of Fareham Today. This is to comply with the new General Data Protection Regulations, GDPR, which came into effect on 25th of May. If you didn't receive a letter from us and would like to receive a copy of this magazine through your door or by email, please let us know by calling us on 01329 236100 or emailing publicity@fareham.gov.uk. Fareham Borough Council, Civic Offices, Civic Way, Fareham, Hampshire PO167AZ, www.fareham.gov.uk. An audio version of this magazine is available on www.fareham.gov.uk/Fareham Today. Follow us on Twitter @FarehamBC. Like our Facebook page, www.facebook.com/FarehamBC. The magazine editor is Lorna Tipper, 01329 824 518, publicity@fareham.gov.uk. Portsmouth City Council, 02392 688 651, mark.maguire@portsmouthcc.gov.uk. Printed by Holbrooks Printers, 02392 661485. All information in this issue is correct at time of going to press. And now over to Tom.
A message from the Executive Leader of Fareham Borough Council, Councillor Sean Woodward. Welcome to the latest edition of Fareham Today. I'm proud to live in the Borough of Fareham, and nothing makes me prouder than seeing individual residents making a difference to the lives of others in the community by going above and beyond. In this issue, you can read about five people who've done just that and have been recognised in our annual Citizen of Honour Awards. I hope you'll find their stories inspiring. Speaking of inspiration, in May we welcomed the new Mayor of Fareham for 2018-2019, who will be supporting three great causes as her mayoral charities. Councillor Mrs. Susan Bayford will be raising funds for Abbey's Heroes, Acts of Kindness Solent, and the Royal Naval Benevolent Trust. So look out for various events throughout the year. With the arrival of summer, we will once again be running a wide range of free activities to entertain our youngsters, including Access All Areas, Thumbs Up Thursdays, and National Play Day. This is part of our ongoing commitment to providing high quality outdoor play opportunities for children and teenagers in the borough. See events guide on page 3. There will be even more opportunities for outdoor fun with our new public open space in Titchfield, which I'm pleased to tell you about. When it's finished, this area will include natural style play equipment, wildflower meadows, and an educational wildlife space. We'd like your help to choose a name for the new open space. Turn to page 8 to find out how you can get involved. As we look forward following the recent elections, I know that all councillors and candidates of whatever party, or none, would like me to thank you very much for casting your votes as you saw fit. Local democracy is very important, and the truth is that decisions made by councillors can have far more immediate and direct effects on the well-being of the area we share than decisions made by our colleagues in Parliament. Every vote is precious, and no vote is a wasted vote. Please do get in touch if you have any comments or suggestions for how we can continue to improve our borough. I always appreciate hearing from residents and welcome new ideas.